fighting cancer together.
Now, back to Merlone, Fourier, and Mego in the 20th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
What's up? What's up?
Welcome back to Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. We have a charmer on the couch with us right before we talk to you, Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox. We are joined right now by King Gaylor, four-year-old King, and his parents, Nasharice and Tim, and of course his brother, Cairo. So, guys, thank you so much. Oh, and sorry, can't forget, who's this right next to us?
Sonic.
That's Sonic the Hedgehog. I understand you're a big fan of Sonic, King. You like Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah.
Oh, Cairo's chiming in over there.
Sonic family.
All right, so King's diagnosis was relatively recent. Can you walk us through just what it was like, the symptoms that he started showing at first, and how you were able to get the help from Dana-Farber that he's gotten?
Yeah, he was sick for a little while, for like about a month. He just kept getting fevers, and we kept going to the doctors, and they're just giving me antibiotics, and we kept going back. And then finally somebody said, hey, we need some blood work. We need some urine samples. And when the blood work came back, they basically was like, yeah, he has leukemia. So
when you heard leukemia, how did that make you feel? That it's just, it's that childhood cancer that you hear so often about, and you're like,
I was scared. Yeah, it was a really scary moment. Probably the first 2 weeks, I was scared and overwhelmed, and I didn't know what to expect.
And so, did I see that King was in the hospital for 48 straight days?
Yes.
From that point on, like from the diagnosis?
Yeah, from the minute the blood work came back, wow, we were admitted for 48 days, and that was super tough on all of us, especially King. Stopped talking when he needed therapy, like some of the medicine was affecting his walking. It almost seemed like he was just kind of shutting down, but once we left, he bounced right back up.
We can see that.
He's throwing up a peace sign to the camera right now.
So he goes once a week to the Jimmy Fund Clinic, and
yes,
what's that experience like for you and, you know, the whole family?
Right now it's lovely because we were going 3 times a week last winter. So now it's great. King enjoys going to see his friends and to play. And the treatment is pretty quick. So I think we've gotten through the hard part.
You guys are from Fall River.
Yes.
Did you go to Dana-Farber first? Was that your first stop? Did someone recommend it to you? Were you aware of it before King's diagnosis?
Oh, once we left Boston Children's, mm-hmm, they were just like, that's where we were going.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where you go, right?
Yeah, thank goodness, because they've been great.
And you, oh, sorry.
No, because I mentioned it just because we hear a lot of the kids, like, you know, I know it's challenging. Some kids have like a process if they have to have, you know, get some sort of treatment. But a lot of them, they really go, they come to, you know, look forward, even though they're getting treatment and it's, it may make them feel rotten, like they look forward to it and their siblings look forward to it. And then just because it's just a unified, like, fun environment that they create. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why we're trying to raise all this money, is to make sure that that never goes away. And for multiple families coming after you guys, get to, you know, realize that also.
Yeah, they're great. They're like our second family, honestly. We're there so much, or we're there so much, that we've just grown to know everybody, and everybody knows King, and King knows everybody. And when we go there, he loves it. He loves the other kids and the activities that they do, and he always asks Mama, when are we going to the doctors?
So where does his name come from? Was that just...
I took a little time to think about it, yeah, but I just,
a lot of pressure.
King. Yeah, I needed a strong name.
I think it suits him, you
definitely
know, the way he's sitting up there.
Now, is it Here Comes King or Here Comes the King? Like when he enters a room.
Yeah, well, Here Comes King.
Does the king have a throne? His own chair?
He has his own little crown and stuff, so yeah.
So I read that both the boys are into whole lot of sports, but baseball is runs your house. Yeah. So how did you guys land on baseball, and do they have a favorite Red Sox player?
They don't have a favorite Red Sox player, but you know, they play a little baseball at home. We don't really watch sports at home, but he
loves, 'cause you listen to them on the radio.
Because
right?
We listen yes. to them on the radio. That's right.
Face says it all.
So what's next? How's the future? What's the future look like for you guys? Next steps.
The next steps, King will finish treatment in February 2023, and so far he's doing great, and I don't expect anything less.
Absolutely, that's great.
That's
great.
Awesome.
Good
so
news.
When do we start like T-ball? When do we start playing baseball? When we get on a team?
Yeah, we're gonna get it on a team very
okay.
soon.
Good.
Yeah,
good. They start him young.
That's
right?
right.
If he wants to be out there someday, he's gonna start young.
That's right.
King,
yeah,
can
whatever
we see those
he
muscles?
Wants, I'm gonna. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see those batter's muscle. Hey, King.
Can you show,
can you show us some muscles?
Muscles.
Yeah.
Sun's out, guns out.
Flex? Yeah, that's a strong guy right there. All right, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I believe we have Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox, on the way.
Bye, King.
That was the Gaylor family. If you want to donate to families like the Gaylor family, call 877-738-1234. Visit thejimmyfund.org or text KCANCER to 20222 to donate. We have jumped up to about $2.62 million. So we are well on our way to the goal that I set at the beginning of the show.
We are.
Which was 3.2.
I got to tell you.
What?
We're going to celebrate if we get to 3.2.
If we get to 3.2,
like? We are celebrating.
You know what it
baby.
Is?
It's what is it?
Shots down the street.
Yeah. Let's go.
We're going.
We're scootering down the street.
Do you think we can all fit on the scooter? I think we can all fit on the scooter.
This is what happens. If we get to.
Woo! Let's go!
Was that your entrance?
Oh, yeah. That was my entrance.
That was your entrance to Fenway Park today.
Yeah. Yeah. No, if we can all fit on the scooter.